welcome everybody to my Tuesday conference call. I'm Ted Keyes, your host and top freight agent training expert here in Southern California. This is a free high-powered meeting I hold live every Tuesday for new struggling and top producing freight sales agents at 2 p.m. Pacific time and 5 p.m. Eastern time. As usual on the call today, I'll show you how to move more freight efficiently, effectively, and effortlessly so you make more money financially. And after the call, just stroll on over to my website, tedkeysonline.com, to hear more of my podcasts, read more of my blog posts, watch more of my videos, and while you're there, visit my Freight Sales Success Store for top-notch freight-moving products to truly explode your business today. And while you're there at my website, taking all this free information that I just shared with you, just on any page that you're on, go off to the right and enter your contact details. By doing that, you'll receive your weekly email invite to this and every call. Along with that, as a freebie, you'll receive the free attachments that I provide on each and every call. You'll also receive my free report, 11 Ways Freight Agents Will Increase Their Income. This report has been downloaded thousands of times before. And after the call, or any time after the call, if you have any questions about what I just went over, or more specifically, are you ready to join our top producing freight sales team, then give me a call, Ted Keyes. I'm at 626-309-9141. Today's training topic is ask these question types to your freight prospects. Ask these question types to your freight prospects. So for those of you that are on my email contact list, you did receive, or you would have received an email invite to my call today. Just scroll on down to any one of those invites that I sent you, and we're going to go over those seven attachments that I provided. Again, those seven attachments free of charge when you get on my email contact list. Just go ahead and open that first one, and we're going to go over it today. Ask these question types to your freight prospects. Ask these question types to your freight prospects. You're going to find out as you get better and better in this profession, there are three main types of questions to not only ask but to deal with as you talk to your freight prospects. The questions that we're going to talk about, you're going to continually, as you, depending on the type of engagement that you're going into, and depending on the responses that you get from your prospects, you're going to ask these different question types, of which I will go over. So for those of you, again, that are on my contact list, just scroll to the bottom, open up that first attachment, and we're going to go over ask these question types to your freight prospects. So let me start off by saying, guys, that top-notch freight sales agents, they must understand the many, many challenges of their freight prospects and their future customers as you build that relationship with them. And you certainly won't know everything there is to know about them, regardless of the research that you've done on them. Remember how important that research is that you do before you make that first call. But knowing their pain points. Knowing those pain points allows you to better plan your solutions and letting them do most of the talking. Again, that's so important. Let them do most of the talking. It's always going to give your connections a successful advantage that will be in your favor. So to get the answers, again, when you make those calls for the first time, your objective is to get answers and to get the answers that you require so you can actually offer the best freight solutions. Ask these three types of open-ended questions to your freight prospects. The first question is a needs-based question. The first question is what we call a needs-based question. As I said earlier, okay, you've got to be well-educated already on your freight prospects before your first call, and you'll still have a lot more to learn about them even after you make that first call. So focus first on asking questions that actually pinpoint their dominant freight buying motivations. What exactly are their motivations to buy? Not only that, but what's going to be their motivation to work with you and allow you to move their freight? Now, these motivations, they include basic requirements, obviously, but they also pertain to their desires, their feelings, and the particular taste they have as well. Hey, you might find out that your freight prospect likes using blue trucks instead of red trucks. So what does that do? Well, you know, it's possible that they're not going to like using CR England, and they're going to like using Roads West out of Arizona. Now, very few prospects will get that particular, but I'm just giving you an example of their desires or feelings and the taste they have as well. But you're only going to find that out as you ask them their needs-based questions. So determine what requirements your freight service fills for your freight prospects, so to create a list of needs-based questions before your actual sales call. Again, do that research, do that required research, that you've got to go in there, you've got to do research so you can actually ask these questions before you actually make contact. And once you've listed the requirements, work backwards. You know, start at the beginning, go backwards, and figure out what to ask your freight prospects to find out if your freight service actually solves their shipping challenges. As you ask each question, let them do the talking. Oh, how important it is. Ask the question, close your mouth, let them do the talking, and really listen to their replies rather than just thinking about what you're going to ask next. So here's a needs-based example that I've come up with, and this is after asking a series of questions. You determine that, okay, this is what you've determined. Your freight prospect requires lift gates. Of all things, they require lift gates for their loads on long hauls across the U.S., so can you get the trucks fulfilling their need? So here's a needs-based solution that you've come up with after you've asked a lot of questions. Hey, this prospect requires lift gates. Now, there's a high probability that you don't have to ask a lot of questions when they have a requirement like this. Why? Because if you got long hauls that require lift gates, this is a continual challenge, okay? Why? Because this is a specialty type haul. Not every dry van out there, in fact, most dry vans do not have lift gates on them, okay? But here's the important thing. You asked a series of questions where you've determined, hey, this prospect requires lift gates. Now, the only question is this a specialty of yours? If not, a good probability, or there's a high probability that you may move on, or, hey, this guy has a lot of loads moving. I'm going to find him lift gates. So there is a needs-based question. The answer is the prospect has let you know, hey, this is my need. My need is I've got these long hauls that require lift gates. Can you fulfill that need? That is a needs-based question that you found the answer to. Number two, are benefit-driven freight questions. Benefit-driven freight questions. Before you start rattling off, and again, this is when you've gotten a hold of your freight prospect, before you start rattling off the features that your freight service offers, be sure that your freight prospect's unique situation actually calls for your features that drive your benefits. See, all of us have benefits associated with our freight service. When you're able to focus on selling benefits rather than features, you spotlight your freight prospects along with their unique challenges. Those are what go along with benefit-driven freight questions. So, pose your questions around these challenges or those challenges that your freight prospect is actually facing and which benefits would effectively provide for their freight solutions. You can develop a good set of benefit-driven questions before the call by listing every feature of your freight service and then noting the matching benefit that goes along with it. To determine benefits, just ask, what will my freight benefit prospect X here do for him? Okay? I mean, basically, do my benefits actually take care of fulfill what he's looking for? So here's a benefit-based example, all right? I gave you an example for the needs-based. Here's a benefit-based example. Your prospect has recurring freight lanes from Memphis, Tennessee, where there's typically a ton of outbound freight. Okay, Memphis, Tennessee, go there anytime. There's a ton of outbound freight. Typically, when you're talking to a carrier that has a truck in Memphis, Tennessee, they're typically going to want $3 to $4 a mile getting out of there. Why? Because there's always more freight than trucks. Now, your prospect has outbound freight from Memphis, Tennessee, and of all places, it's going to Minot, North Dakota, where there's little outbound freight. If you know where Minot, North Dakota is, it's in the upper left-hand corner of the state of North Dakota. Farming town, I don't like to say this about it, but it's out in the middle of nowhere. Yes, there is a big army base there, but it's a place where a lot of freight going in, very little freight coming out. Now, it just so happens that you have a prospect searching for trucks to do loads out of Minot. You've got this one prospect that actually has freight out of Minot, and it has to go to Memphis. That is a benefit that you can provide. Not only can you provide it to your prospect that has loads out of Memphis, now you're putting together benefits for your prospect from Minot to Memphis. That is a benefit. That's a benefit that you provide. And again, you're only going to find this out when you ask your prospect a series of questions. Not only that, but you research them first, ask them a series of questions. I mean, really get down to the nitty-gritty and say, hey, I've got trucks coming out of Minot that are going back to Memphis that can do either a round trip for you or just get your loads from Memphis to Minot to the other prospect from Minot to Memphis. That is a benefit-driven, that is something that you have that's benefit-driven. But you're only gonna figure this out after you ask them a series of questions. And again, I provide these questions for you, these series of questions, on my sales call information sheet, which is included in my Freight Sales Success Guide. So the first questions we have are their needs-based questions. The second questions we have are benefit-driven freight questions. The third type of question we have are objection-based questions. They're objection-based freight questions. Now, no sales call will feel consultative if you respond to objections with a rehearsed set of responses. I mean, it's just that simple. Your goal is not to outmaneuver your freight prospect, but to learn how to ask questions that relate to the most common freight objections you'll get, and you're going to get objections. This is one of the main things that I go over when I take you through my freight sales training, and that is I guarantee you that as you make contact with the marketplace, you will get objections, especially in those early calls. Your freight prospects will give you objections. The question is, will you respond correctly with the proper responses to their objections? Hang tighter, guys. So here are some objection-based examples that freight sales agents always hear. If you've been in the profession, you hear these all the time. If you're just starting, you are going to hear these all the time. I'm just going to give you three objections. First one is, I want to think about it. All right? That's an objection. Second one is, your price is too high. Third one is, I have to talk to my boss. All standard objections that you're going to hear in this profession. So to counter these hiccups, all right, and yeah, they're just little hiccups. They're just objections. You know, why are they giving them to you? Hey, who knows? Maybe the prospect senses your inexperience, or this is what they say all the time to attempt to get you off the phone. But when you get these objections, ask questions, ask these objection-related questions that relate to their objections. Now, here's an example, all right? When you get these objections, what type of processes do you use to move your freight, right? What type of processes do you use? Now, these objections may not go hand in hand with the objections that I just gave you, but these are some examples of objections that you're going to ask. What type of budget do you have to move your freight? All right, that's another response to an objection. What type of system do you have in place to move your freight? The most common one that I teach you is this. Do you keep your options open to additional carriers or additional brokers? That's and I say this because the objections that you get are typically objections that are attempting to say, hey, I'm good, I don't require you. Here's your response to those objections. When you get them, do you keep your options open to additional carriers or brokers? Getting to the root of these common objections from the start, again, from the start, assists you to better execute your sales strategy and avoid those more difficult roadblocks further down the line. Here's what I have to say in concluding this whole topic here, guys. Asking the right questions is a must. So you provide your freight prospects with the solutions they truly require, but it's not just the questions that are important, okay? It's not just the questions that you throw back to your prospects. The various methods, okay? It's so important. The various methods that you listen and respond to your prospects' answers will determine right down to the bottom line whether they view you as a valuable business partner or just another freight sales agent attempting to hit their goals. So important to whatever questions you're asking, ask them, close your mouth. When you close your mouth and you write down, you know, the challenges that your prospects are having, that's when they will see value in you. Not that you're just running amok and running your mouth through the whole conversation. Ask the questions, close your mouth, write them down, then come up with viable solutions. Remember, it's always, always, always about them. It's never, never, never about you until they give you the opportunity to move their freight. Then it becomes you, because then it's when you offer your solutions. So, again, just in quick review, question types to your freight prospects. The first is needs-based freight questions. Second are benefit-driven freight questions. Third are objection-based freight questions. Remember, do your research first. Get a hold of the shipping decision makers. Ask them questions based on the response. You're going to figure out what type of where you're going to go from there by asking them needs, benefit, or objection-based questions. So, so, so important. That's my main topic today. Now, as usual, let me move on to my way to motivate you. Again, I motivate you through my Freight Sales Success Quotes. Again, that publication is for sale in my Freight Sales Success store. But today, as usual, I'm going to go over 6 ways to motivate you. So just go ahead and open up that second attachment down at the bottom of your email invite there. Second one reads, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers that hard work makes luck. Hard work makes luck. How often do you hear just throughout the day, good luck? All right? As if that is going to actually give you something. Those words mean nothing, okay? It's hard work that makes luck. Your luck is going to be a conjunction to the amount of effort that you put into the profession. You know, you can cross your fingers all day long. You can say good luck, or you can, you know, have somebody say good luck to you. None of that matters. What matters is you will only receive what you put into it. And in our profession, as well as any other sales profession, hard work, it's the hard work that you put into it that makes luck. Remember that when you're calling your prospects and customers. There's not going to be any osmosis going on here when you make those calls. It's only going to be hard work. And again, researching a prospect is part of the hard work that you do before you make the call to them. Let's go ahead and open up attachment number 3 there at the bottom of your email invite today. And that is remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you desire success? That is my question to you. Do you truly desire success? Well, I'm going to tell you this. No one is stopping you at getting it. No one is stopping you at getting it. What do I mean by that? Well, if you truly desire success, Nobody's stopping you. All you have to do is set goals and take these action steps toward those goals. Nobody is standing in front of you. Will you hit roadblocks along the way? Absolutely. But there's not going to be a cement wall in front of you. So remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers, if you truly, truly desire success, no one is going to stop you at getting it. You're going to hit roadblocks. You're going to hit challenges along the way, but continue moving forward. Again, this is not something where a profession where you're going to come in and you know nothing about the profession at all and you're going to start moving loads your first week. You've got to put in the time to understand the profession, make the phone calls, understand the personalities, the personalities of your prospects, what questions to ask. Once you do that, then you'll start earning the rewards. But nobody will be stopping you from doing that. Let's go ahead and open up attachment number four. Attachment number four at the bottom of your email contact there, or your email invite today. Motivator number four today is, remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers, that strangers have everything you require and desire. It's actually strangers that have everything you desire and require. Unfortunately, when we were young, how many times did you hear the saying from whoever it was, from teachers, from your parents, your pastor, don't talk to strangers. Stay away from strangers. Well, in our profession, everybody that we come in contact with will be a stranger. Not only that, but they have everything that you desire and require. Remember that. In our profession, we must talk to strangers. We must build relationships with strangers. So strangers become our confidants. They become our customers. But it's the strangers that you have to go after that will build your freight business. Remember that. Oh, so important. And yeah, get it out of your mind. Get it out of your mindset to not talk to strangers. You must talk to strangers to be successful in this profession. Let's go ahead and move on to attachment number five there, guys. Attachment number five reads, remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers, oh, so important, the most selfish thing that you can do is stay broke. The most selfish, selfish thing that you can do is stay broke. Now, what do I mean by that? What do I mean by that is this. You have talents just waiting to come out and benefit you in this profession, okay? But here's the unfortunate thing. Far too many people quit in the process. And I'll say it again, upwards of 90 to 95% quit in the process. Why do they do that? Well, because they were told that, hey, I can be so successful in this, and here I am a week into it, and I'm not seeing any results. Well, there are these inside qualities that so many people can benefit because of you. But they're only going to benefit because of you when you stay in the process, okay? The selfish thing to do is to quit in the process and to keep these talents inside. But you've got to make the decision. Are you going to allow others to take advantage of your talents, or are you going to quit and be selfish and keep holding these in? And in the process, stay broke, because that's what you're going to do when you stay selfish and you quit in the process. When you keep going, you're going to be unselfish and you will gain the financial rewards of this. Here's the thing. You won't know how good you can get unless you stay in the process. So remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers, the most selfish thing you can do is to quit and stay broke. Let's go on and move to attachment number six there, guys. Attachment number six reads, motivator number six reads, again, remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers, when you get the answers, again, this is in relationship to our topic today. When you actually get the answers based on the questions that you asked, those three types of questions that I went asked, when I went over today, when you actually get the answers, you're in control of the freight sales process. Actually, when you get the answers, you are in control of the freight sales process. Why is that? Because you have the answers. Now, because you have the answers, you can move forward and find ways to solve your prospects and your future customers' shipping challenges. Why? How? Because you have the answer. You've asked a series of questions. Your prospects have given you what their challenges is, what their challenges are. You've got the answer. Now you can figure out how to solve their nagging shipping problem. So when you actually have the answers, you are in control of the freight sales process. Let's move on to our last attachment there. Our seventh attachment reads, motivator number seven reads, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, the moment you take massive action, you will be criticized. Wow. What does that mean? It means that once you take massive action in the marketplace, you'll be criticized. I mean, just think of all of our sports heroes that get criticized. Why do they get criticized? Because they're doing great. In reality, that's where the criticism comes from us. It comes from the media. It's gonna be the same for you when you reach these phenomenal heights in this industry. All right? When you reach these phenomenal heights, there will be people out there that don't want you to succeed, all right? But here's what you do. You ignore the criticism and you keep moving forward. Just keep moving forward. If there's any advice that I can give you, it's to keep moving forward. But also remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers, as you get better and better and better, and the moment you take truly massive action where you've got all this attention, you will be criticized. Great topic today. Again, my topic is ask these question types to your freight prospects. Ask these three question types to your freight prospects. And wrapping up my call today, I'll ask it again. If you have any questions about what I just went over today, or more importantly, are you ready to join our top-producing freight sales team? Then give me, Ted Keyes, a call. I'm at 626-309-9141. Obviously, you found the interest to gain value on this call today. Thanks for joining me today on my Tuesday conference call. It's been a pleasure talking to you. I'll be back again next Tuesday, same time, 2 p.m. Pacific time, 5 p.m. Eastern time. Take care. God bless. I'll see you all again next week on my Tuesday conference call. Bye-bye.